Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations, always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcel Swally. That dude.
Yeah. Every now and then you wake up with that protein on your head. That's what I got today. And somebody's going to get this book today. Yes, a Friday Swagaway winner. So who going to get this book? You, who gonna scream and shout? Shut. Where that from? I love y'all out there, man. You know what? We start off this show every day, though. Well, what's up with that, dude? Let's get into it, man. I had a pantry panic attack last night. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When it's time to go to bed and all of a sudden that little voice in your head, well, my voice ain't that little. He big. He be like, hey, go get some carbs. Hey, go in there and crack open one of them bags. And you know they say if you gotta open it up in a bag, probably ain't the best thing to eat, right? So I was thinking like, damn, I could wake up flat if I don't, and I'll be damned if I do. So I was in there looking. Finally, ding, a little light went off. Saw some peanuts. And I was like, peanuts, all right. I can eat peanuts. It fills you up, and you feel like you're doing a lot. So my thing is salt and crunch. I love chips. If I see chips, Superman just saw kryptonite. I'm weak. I'm like, So peanuts kind of gives me that same action, that same satisfaction. So I conquered that pantry panic attack. That's why I look so choked right now. I am flat. All right. What else happened yesterday? Y'all watched the game? Me either. I want to see the ratings of that game. I mean, I guess every sports bar in America had it on because it is the NFL. It is football. But I didn't watch it. But the reason I didn't watch it is just simple. The quarterbacks ain't playing. Once I know your quarterback ain't playing, you ain't really trying to play. And I'm going to tell y'all something. Let me take you behind the veil real quick. In the preseason, we see what? They start off with 90-some players, and they get all the way down to 53, if that's still the numbers, right? I'm here to tell y'all, when they have 90, there are only 8 jobs up for grabs. I've already done the math. It's 8. 45 of them dudes, no matter what they do, they can fall down and draw in the dirt for 4 quarters. They cannot even dress up. 45 of them dudes already on the squad because of the business, the contracts, the politics, likability, whatever you want to call it, obviously talent. But 45 of y'all, yeah, y'all dressed up and y'all going out there and playing and sweating, but you don't really need to do all that, right? But it's 8 of them suckers out there. Y'all better watch y'all back. And that's what happened. So, because you don't know those 8, it is kind of random. Renard Wilson, somebody reminded me, was a first rounder that got released pretty early in his career. And we came out the same year. We always had an adage that if you were a third rounder or later, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th rounder, undrafted, watch your back in camp. First and second rounders, I don't care what you do, you good, right? So it's the same thing with the preseason. I watch preseason games, I'm like, can't watch this because only 8 of those guys really have something at stake, really out there doing something. So that's what the preseason is you just trying to sharpen your sword, make sure you sharp and ready for the regular season, trying not to stay hurt, and making sure your engine is turned back on, right? Especially mentally. Like, you just got to slow the game back down because nothing gets you in shape for football but playing football, right? So you got to go out there and get your physical conditioning, but more your mental conditioning, train your brain, and then you go out there. So that's the reason why I didn't watch preseason, because it doesn't mean a lot to most. But I am going to get into it as it ramps up. And obviously, when the regular season comes, don't call me. Don't text me. I'm not responding. I'm either at the Chargers game or I'm at the crib for the foundation watching all the games. So hella pumped. One thing I will be watching as well with a general level of excitement, let me not lie, is Undisputed. Yes, Skip Bayless has announced that Lil Wayne,
we see him, baby, please say the baby.
Yo, I was just listening to No Ceilings. That's insane. That's insane. That dude, let me stop. All right, so Lil Wayne will be an Undisputed contributor. Wayne is my match, Skip Bayless said. Let's go. So he was on his show, Skip Bayless Show Podcast. Yeah, that's so funny. Skip Bayless Show Podcast. Skip revealed that Wayne would join the show as a debate partner every Friday for at least one segment. Y'all catch that? Wayne, every Friday, at least one segment. Additionally, Wayne has created a new theme song for Undisputed, which Bayless touted as even better than the original. Woo, that thing gonna be fire.
Hello, Skip Bayless. Hey, bro, how you doing?
And I'll be like in that song. Woo! And Wayne's agreed every Friday going forward to do a segment with me live. He might not always be in the studio, depending on his schedule, but he will join me every Friday for a segment. I don't know, 12, 15 minutes. If he's hot, if he's rolling, maybe we'll keep him a couple segments if he has the time. That you can look forward to. Two things stick out with that. The first thing is, like, he going to be talking to Wayne. That Wayne going to be over there talking to him. That thing going to be live. We got to let it go, y'all. Let it go, y'all. Stop being purists. The whole Dan Le Batard saga between Stephen A., Skip, all that. Let it go. It's over. It's over. It's over. Let them lean into that entertainment lane like they know they want to now, you know they're going to do. And the second thing is, Skip ain't learned his lesson yet. Did you hear what he just told Lil? First of all, his name is Lil Wayne, but he ain't little compared to you, Skip. He Big Wayne. As Richard Sherman said, he's won more in life than you. Than me, too. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know about that. Let me stop. All right, so here's the thing. He just told him, maybe we'll keep him a couple of segments if he has the time. That's who Skip Bayless is. Skip always leaves with like, yo, I'm in control. I got the power. Oh, yeah, by the way, how you doing? You good? Like, that's the whole thing about Skip. And I do not dislike Skip. I like Skip. Skip is, I call him a bubble. I call Skip a bubble. That dude is so gentle, so nice to me. But I do know that he has a control element. It's an element like, this is my show. What you say? Like a quarterback, a control element. This is my team. What you talking about? Right? So I'm not mad at that from Skip, but he's already flexing that same muscle that got him in trouble with Shannon Sharp. That's that muscle already he's showing Lil Wayne. So let's get back into this because he started to talk a little bit more about it, right? Strong friendship. We know they boys. They get it in. Full disclosure, Lil Wayne and I are boys as well. That's not why I'm rooting for it. I just love Lil Wayne, and I know he loves sports. He actually loves sports probably then. I'm just going to let it go. That sucker, they'll be talking some sports for real. The show comes back on August 28th. We know that, right? It's been off for almost 2 months. That's going to be crazy. So here we go. He says one more thing about Wayne. He says he is so deep when it comes to sports. That I will agree with. You know, I don't lie. He doesn't yell or scream, but he does get emotional and you hang on his every word because trust me, he has thought through every single word. I like to say I see things and say things that others don't. Wayne is my match. The thing about Lil Wayne is, one, let's not lie. Everyone's mesmerized by Lil Wayne. He's so damn famous, people don't even run up to him and like, ah, Lil Wayne. They kind of just play it off like, oh, but all they're doing is looking at Lil Wayne. Like, he's that big a star. We get it. So when he says something, you're like, damn, he broke that down. I can't lie. So I look forward to this on the real. So here's the one thing about all of this that does temper my excitement. Wayne's going to do every Friday. And he'll do one segment at least, maybe more if he's rolling, according to Skip. That feels about one out of 50, 45, 50 weekly segments that are already scheduled for Undisputed. 52 weeks in the year, right? You ain't doing them all. Let's say 45, 7 weeks off for vacation. We ain't going to do 45 weeks, one segment. Okay, we got four other shows that week. And we got a lot of Friday show that depends on how much Lil Wayne does. Who else is in there? So all I'm trying to tell y'all is the carousel has begun. There are going to be a lot of other names added to that fire. I want to know who you guys want in terms of those names, because it's now official. We got one name on the books, right? And it's just crazy to me, man. Like, damn, I was at FS1. I should have just stayed a little longer to do shows with Lil Wayne. I mean, we talk about it, but it's on FaceTime or interviews or like on the phone or eating. I want to do one of the shows with Lil Wayne. Damn, lost my job with Lil Wayne. But it's going to be crazy who else comes in here. Maybe they'll borrow from other shows. You imagine Joy Taylor, Acho, Shady, Slick Rick, Dubuque. Then you go grab Max Kellerman. You go grab Keyshawn. All right. You know why I say all right? Because I just watched Roman Reigns on First Take go at it. So I'm like, the E in ESPN is for entertainment. You see how easy I threw up that E? When I was growing up, that meant something else. So I could throw it up. Man. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. If ESPN is leaning into their E, man, let Fox lean into their F. Wheezy F, baby. Please say the baby. Can't wait to see this. So is this a good move to y'all for Skip and Undisputed? And do you think Lil Wayne will do well on the show? Come on, y'all. Keep it real. Let's talk it through. Yes, yes, yes. We have a Friday Swagaway winner. I know who it is. You don't. So stay tuned to see who wins this book. All tagged up. Rainbow Spit. All hooked up in there. Somebody's going to win that book. Never shut up. All right. This story I got to get into for real. Ex-NBA player Terrence Williams, 10 years in prison. A federal judge. Damn it. Soon you hear feds, you're like, oh, man, he locked up for real. Man, you ain't getting out anytime soon. Sentenced the 36-year-old former first-round NBA draft pick to 10 years in prison, saying he used his skills to entice others to aid his $5 million health care fraud after he frittered away substantial earnings from his professional career. So he was ordered to forfeit more than $650,000, $2.5 million in restitution for ripping off the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan between 2017 and 2021. That plan is for retired players like myself. The NFL has one as well. And they take care of your medical expenses, okay? But they have to be legit medical expenses, right? Simple as that. You go to the doctor, okay, how much did it cost you? After the insurance, copay, and all that stuff, we'll give you that money back. You need some equipment for some of your disabilities or ailments? Okay, we'll give you that money back. Just has to be legit. Now, y'all can already see the slippery slope here, right? Because I think my package was, I want to say it started off at $300,000, something like that, $250,000, $300,000. I'm down to like $120,000 right now. It's for me and my spouse, my wife, the kids, etc., right? So, you see that? You see the problem? What if you retire, and let's just say you got $300,000 sitting there, and they say you can use it for your medical expenses, but you like, I don't feel that bad. I ain't hurt like that. Or I can only use $10,000 of it. Now you got $290,000 staring at you. Hello, hello, hello. And I've seen guys say, hey, how you doing? The wrong way. Sounds like Terrence Williams got caught up in that. So the prosecutor said that it was fraudulent invoices created by medical professionals. Of course, you always got to get some inside help. By other doctors and dentists out there that helped them defraud the plan. And that's where it all went wrong. So here's the judge. Judge gang-related. She gang-related. Valerie Caproni, salute to you. You were yet another player who frittered away substantial earnings from the period of time when you were playing basketball professionally. You should have had enough money to be set for life, but you don't. Now, let me just tell you what that's laced with, other than just facts and reality. A person who has a real job, she's thinking for the people. 9-to-5ers out there ain't trying to hear where these cats make all this money, even though you're young in your 20s, but you're living a life. And then all of a sudden, when you have to hit ground zero, when you have to go where the rest of the people are, when you have to return to reality, the real world, as we call it, you don't want to go get you a real job. You still want to live that lifestyle. You want to live that way, but be over here. If you want to live that way, you're going to have to keep that level of money. Simple as that. You can't fraud the system. So he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit health care and wire fraud. God, wire fraud. Oh, God. And aggravated identity theft. Damn. In a case that resulted in criminal charges against 18 former NBA players, mostly journeymen, but still made a combined $343 million between all of them on the court. All right, so far, 13 have pleaded guilty to the charges. Golly, when you hear wire fraud, man, they on your head, brother. They on your head. This is sad, but I'm going to get into it. It's a life lesson in here, right? So at least 10 of the ex-players paid kickbacks. They paid totaling around $230,000 to Williams, right? So Williams said, hey, I'm going to hook you up, get all you that money, but you're going to give me some of that money back for hooking you up. I got a dentist over here. I got a doctor over there. Nobody knows. Meanwhile, the feds are just listening to everything, like, keep going. I told you guys before, real quick, of a case that happened when I was at Columbia. It was guys that were counterfeiting. They were on my team, my football team, like three or four of them, on my football team, homeboys. Like, I've been in their dorms before, real talk. And freshman year, they start counterfeiting. I wasn't there their freshman year. They were a year older. When I got there, we still hanging, but the feds were on them for 6 months. Think about this. Second semester, freshman year, the feds were watching them, tapping their phones, everything, all the way to, I think it was their junior, maybe senior year. Then they said, we got enough. You know what they were doing? Using $5 and $10, no more than $20. They were photocopying real money at our journalism school, because our journalism school is like number one in the world. So I guess that means they got one of the best printers in the world, whatever. But it was legit enough where they were getting away with it to a point. And then them feds came, wow. And then there they went. They went upstate too, for real. Anyway, he says he takes accountability, humbled, humiliated. He has 6 kids, 2 of them adults. He's not going to be able to see them for at least 10 years, right? And he's obviously really distraught over that. But he did take accountability. This may be forced to take accountability, obviously. All right. So one more thing from the judge, who said this was extortionate, aggressive, right? She said it was greed that got him into this position. And you think first and foremost about yourself and not others, right? So she wants him to get out and also participate in a program that teaches how to manage money, right? And she says, my guess is it was just frittered away on stupid stuff. So now you're going to teach others how to do better. Love this. Okay, this is crazy. Law of association, law of attraction. I am literally going through programming right now, and I'm working with LA84. I'm working with the NFL, etc., to address this certain issue, retired players, and how to navigate them through their second career after football. And they have a ton of positive attributes, these guys. And I talk to them candidly, right? We'll call, text, have a drink, whatever it may be, talk through it. And a lot of guys have lost their way, but they haven't lost the talent. They haven't lost the possession of being a leader. They haven't lost that championship spirit that made them a pro in the first place. But a lot of them go in places that they don't want to be, but they just got to. The highs of, oh, I'm going to take a Harvard online business class so I could get my economics degree. Man, look, I'm just here to tell y'all. That looks great on paper. Okay. You go to Harvard for a weekend or whatever it may be, you get your extension paper, I salute you to a degree. But you also gonna get in competition, since you're a former pro, with people who really live that. There's a difference between a VC and a CEO, difference between a CEO and a founder. And these guys who really live that gonna beat you up with experience and expertise. So you got a guy who's displaced, but he's trying to play catch up. I get it, but that ain't the best way for all guys, especially, let me just say it, most guys. So then you got other guys falling all the way down the totem pole, finding their way. They're truck drivers, right? I had a guy cry to me, tell me he doesn't want to be a truck driver because he has to leave his family so often to do it, but he has to do it, right? And I was like, damn. So that's a guy who's now all of those talents and possessions and attributes that he has that he applied to become a professional athlete, he now feels like he's losing those or wasting those, and now just going to sit in the truck and just drive cargo all around the country. Hey, they make a lot of money, $200,000, $300,000, some of them, right? And at the same time, it's just not your passion. It's not your greatest benefit, and it's not your greatest use of your skills. So he's distraught, etc. I don't want anybody over here saying, oh, poor football players, poor NBA players. But I want those guys to know that these are the demons that some of these guys actually face. And there are some of them, they're stronger than those demons, and some of them are susceptible to those temptations. Get enticed, next thing you know, your ass is locked up for 10 years. So I'm addressing this because there are too many great people of character that used to play ball that need to find a way. We're trying to highlight and pave that way for them. So support me through those efforts because y'all used to clap for them. We used to all root for them. We hate to see anybody doing bad, especially when you know they can do better, right? So do you guys think that the punishment for Williams and the crimes he committed was enough? You think that was fair? Think that was excessive? Tell me what you think. And how concerned are you that your dentist and your doctor hooking in I'm talking about over there, right? And do you think that healthcare fraud is common? If so, let me hear a little story, but protect the guilty. Just competitiveness, you know, just trash talk. That's all that's going on between Trayvon Diggs and Dak Prescott. But what's going on this show? Hey, Friday swag away. It's today. We swag away. We swag. Let me stop. Somebody gonna win that book. I know who it is. I'll tell you later. All right, let's get into this because I'm looking forward to saying, shut your bitch ass up. We got some kind of problem here. We got some kind of problem. Man, can't we go somewhere without y'all always? Man, shut up. Everybody know that scene, but damn, I didn't think it was going to be lived out on the Dallas Cowboys practice field, but it happened, man. Trayvon Diggs was seen on video yelling to Dak Prescott, shut your bitch ass up. Why I say that? I don't like to curse to y'all because my kids one day, they're going to be in junior high school, and they'll be like, man, your daddy, he be on that show cursing. What? And he was like, what? And then he gonna be looking at me like, daddy. And then he gonna start cursing because I just gave him a license. But sometimes my son needs to know how it goes down. And on the football field, boy, I of all phrases I've ever heard, this is number one. Shut your bitch. I don't know what it does, but it undresses grown-ass professional football players. So he said it after a play with Prescott, lightly throwing the ball back at Diggs. That's how he's like, oh, man, shut up. You know, throwing the ball like he did in Boys in the Hood like this, but it went 50 yards. Y'all remember that scene? So while some saw that as being disrespectful toward the 8-year quarterback, Prescott said it's something he invites. This is interesting. Maybe that's how most other quarterbacks are, but I start a lot of it, right? In the locker room, pre-practice, that's a form of my leadership. I open the door and make people feel comfortable to talk trash to me to be able to do that. And that's why I started. I'm encouraging these guys, and I know some of these guys need that to play their best. And that goes back to what I've told you guys before. I like to know my teammates more than just their jersey number and who they are. I understand that some guys, you got to talk trash to get them to play their best, and I want their best in practice. That's why, as I said, I spark it a lot of times. Shut them down, Dak. Hold it now. Oh, shut them down. Golly. He said, look, I ain't trying to walk out of here on that field and be higher than, exalted, respected, and revered. I need to earn what I keep. I need to eat what I kill, just like everybody else. My cleats are the same height as their cleats. I like that about Dak. Say what you want about the results. I love that process, right? So he says, I feel like it makes practice fun. That's what Diggs said. At the end of the day, that's my brother. I love Dak to death. There's nothing behind it. It's just competitiveness. It's just football. Okay, I get all that. And we always say, that's my brother and all that. And I love him to death and all that. And we go a little hyperbolic with it. I get it. But I do believe that he's like, look, the people that I clown, the people that I go at are the people I love. That's why it's a thin line between love and hate. That's why most people commit crimes against people that they actually know or in their vicinity. Like the people you the people you really funk with are the people that you gonna funk up. It's as simple as that. So he ain't lying right there. You go at it with your teammates, but still your dog, right? So let's get some respect on that. So he says, look, man, he says, stay out of our business. People don't need to worry about what we got going on, our relationship, my relationship with my brother. Dak is the leader of our team. He's gonna go out there and have a great year. I have the utmost respect for Dak. Okay. Enough Hallmark cards, okay? Pour that on thick. I get it. Because you know the media come hard, especially when you're a Cowboy and you beefing with the quarterback, the star quarterback. And Coach Mark McCarthy said he doesn't referee the trash talk. Hey, they grown-ass men. Let them be who they are. The fact that they do talk so hard to each other, it shows the connection. Preach, McCarthy. So to me, it's the complete opposite. When you're competing and it's like your brother, no one goes harder against your brother than you. I think it shows their connection is tighter when they go out to each other harder. All right. I understood what you meant. All right. So that's who it is. Dak Prescott, you know who he is. And this situation is what this is. Okay. So do y'all think Trayvon Diggs was out of line? First of all, I'm going to just give y'all that. Out of line for what? For calling Dak a shut your bitch up. Golly. Oh, man, I think I probably said that before. Nah, that's tough for me. I used to probably shut your ass. I probably, like, left the bitch out. All right, so here we go. And did the public overreact to this? It is a Cowboy story, so obviously overreaction is par for the course. What do y'all think about it? Is it a positive? Is it a negative? Let me just give you this. It's a Richard Sherman moment. Michael Crabtree, except they weren't brothers, right? But they were all brothers in the fraternity of football. So there's a loose relationship there where you're being competitive against your opponent and you're trying to shut him down. And that's just not on the stat sheet. I'm trying to snatch your soul, homeboy, for real. Like, people don't understand. And this is why I was like, when Bounty Gate happened, I was like, what are y'all mad about? They paying us already to play football. Football is dangerous. I'm trying to kill. And then you paying me a little extra side hustle bonus to do the same thing I already was going to do. Why y'all mad at it? All that is redundant. That's not like, oh, you're making me do more than I was going to do. Oh, you just echoing what I already was going to do. Ah, just knock that fool out. Like, whew, people don't understand. Like, football players, let me just say this. There's something in here. Like, you got to be cut different to be a football player. Every athlete I know that has ever had a dose of football, like, oh, dog, that's a whole different animal, right? And I think boxers probably feel the same way about other sports, too. UFC, like, you got to have, there's got to be something in here. One of them chromosomes, is, I don't know, some mitochondria in there looking a little different. Something that makes you say, okay, there's another human being that I look forward to destroying again and again. Or you might be susceptible to being the one being destroyed. So in a case like this, I've just been on the field, the heat of the battle. I'm not one that loses his cool, but let me tell you the bad about that. I'm not one to lose my cool, so I'm never like at boiling point. But that also means I'm not as hot as I should be. I used to look at my teammates, some of them that were just psycho, like, no, at, like, ooh, they were crazy. And I was like, I see it in their game. I always had this, like, I was crazy in my own way, but reserved compared to, like, maniacal, like Ray Lewis moments. I got hype. Hype is different. Everybody gets hype. Forget all that. I'm talking about insane in the membrane. Like, whoa, where you just go? Come back. And he like, nah, dog, I'm there. And that's a place where you're going to get moments like this if you're in that place. You Diggs, you Trayvon Diggs, you in that place, bro. You trying to pick off Dak, got Dak, snag Dak. What, fool? Shut your bitch. Like, that's just par for the course to me. But what do you guys think? Some of you guys on the inside, obviously you played ball before. Some of y'all on the outside. And don't none of y'all leave this comment. None of y'all leave this comment. The kids are watching. Oh, God, Lord. Let them learn the real. Let's just funk up some comments. Funk up some comments. Yeah, y'all know somebody going to win this book. Ah, never shut up. So I ain't going to shut up. I'm going to continue with the show. Let's get into these comments right here about the NFL Hall of Fame game. Welcome to the NFL, right? I always love preseason. It is fun as funk to see these young men living their dreams and getting opportunities. Just sucks when you get invested in a kid and your squad cuts him. Okay, that's a good experience. It doesn't grab me, but I like that. I know they all realize their dreams and I'm proud of them, but it's going to be a lot of them also working at FedEx in a couple weeks because not everybody can make it. The numbers just don't add up. That's why you got to tell these kids always have a balancing act, right? Be real about it too. Like, dog, there's over a million high school football players in America alone. And now they importing these suckers from everywhere. And there's only 1,800 jobs in the NFL. You want to do some math, little Timmy?
Hey, and even when Timmy makes a team or gets on a team, I should say, just gets drafted or undrafted, I'm still looking at Timmy like, yoo-hoo. Oh, it ain't over, bro. It ain't over. You better keep grinding. All right, here we go. Frank A., member. Dang, man, why is this show so good? Because we're doing it together. And the season is finally here. Definitely going to have to stock up on the Red Bull and rum. Damn, that's what you drink? You do not go to sleep just to be able to watch all this amazing content. Let's go. I love that. Red Bull and rum. I love sugar-free Red Bull with anything, but usually light. I've never had it with dark. Maybe you having it with, what is that, Bacardi? Bacardi Light and Red Bull? I'll try it. What's my favorite drink? Alcohol. Dan Patrick wasn't himself at ESPN. Dan, like everyone else at ESPN, is put in their box and given no tools to get out. Whoa. They basically pay you to say what they want you to say. They say, just make sure your wardrobe and makeup is tight. We'll do your thinking. Wow. That's a little extreme, but there is some truth to that. Like, you would expect places like ESPN and Fox to have more resources in development, but they're not as much as you think. They have some, though. They have some seminars you can go to speaking coaches, et cetera. You'll have a meeting here and there. Depends on what show you're on. But you're right. They kind of want you ready-made and go do you. And it's so crazy. Everyone complains about this. And none of them really say this. But they only come to you when it's like, eh, that ain't working. Let's go somewhere else. Different direction. Not so much, that's not working. Pivot here. Change this. Not so much, right? So it's almost like when you get criticized, it's really your last call. Hang up. I've seen that happen before. Dan Patrick experienced what many experience when you work at a big name business. It can make you assimilate. Some lose themselves coloring in the lines. Others like you, Bomani, etc., know how to still be themselves, even if they're coloring outside the lines of the company. Yeah, man, I did make a long career. 6? If you count NFL Network, 19 years of like NFL Network, ESPN, Fox. If you count all the shows I did, because I was working Best Damn Sports Show. I had my own show in Buffalo, like 26 years. Yeah. And I never, ever was letting them tell me what to say. But I would allow them to tell me what not to say. You catch the difference? So when I wanted to go at Paul Tagliabue that time at the NFL Network, they told me not to. I didn't. I was like, it ain't that serious. All right. And then there was a couple other times there was like, be nicer to the NFL in conversation. So say what you're going to say, but you ain't got to say, shut your bitch. You know what I mean? Just say, can you be quiet? You know what I mean? So I still got it out, but I get what you're saying. Assimilation is a pressure, man, especially a big business. I get it. Michelle Beto, TNT dominates ESPN and NBA coverage. Yes, they do. Frank A. is back. Member, TNT versus ESPN sounds like Roadrunner versus Wile E. Coyote. Me. Pun intended. In my opinion, it's about being authentic. The reason why TNT is number one, because they allowed Ernie, the Jet, Charles, and Shaq to be their authentic selves, and it's just must-see TV. Whether the actual game is good, great, or horrible, you will be entertained. Dang! There's something about that. Like, one, it's just a different dynamic, different design. I know one of the producers on TNT show, went to college with him. Shout out to my man, Bert Bondi. Superman, as I call him, man. That dude looked just like Superman. Good looking dude. Great cat, man. But they do have that freedom. And not only that freedom, it's a trust. You got to trust somebody to give them that freedom because you know they ain't going to go too far, right? Like there are lines they could cross. Obviously, there's been some times where you're like, Shaq and Chuck really about to fight? Like, you know, there's been some cringe moments, but that's the beauty of it. Let them go through those moments. Let Trayvon Diggs go at Dak. Let them go at it, right? And then all of a sudden, they'll be fine. I trust them. They also have that freedom. All right. While TNT is still dominating in the NBA, ESPN is being flushed down the toilet. Y'all stop. With all the layoffs are kicking in. Going forward, I sincerely don't believe that ESPN will be able to afford the major league sports such as the NBA due for a new TV deal next spring. NFL, Major League Baseball, and NHL. They are better off affording college sports going forward. Okay. NBC wants to reunite with the NBA because not only they miss them, but it can improve their broadcast ratings and nostalgia. Good point. It's a lot of money out there now. And then all these streaming networks, Amazon in it. Amazon, like Jeff Bezos, like, how much is the deal? $4 million a year? $4 billion a year? Oh, you said billion? Oh, okay. Oh, you thought I was going to leave because you said billion, not million? Let me get out of my face. Man, chump change. TNT has Ernie quarterbacking and great X players giving great insight analysis. ESPN gives you Greeny, Will Bond, Stephen A., and Jay Rose. I enjoy those guys, but ESPN has blurred the line between reporter, analyst, and it makes the product hard to watch. The viewer doesn't want hot takes during pregame, postgame. We want to be educated thoughtfully on what we have just watched. Yeah, that's one time you should lean into former players. Like, when you're watching the real game, like, have some real dudes up there. Like, not guys who just... Because I know, when you're a fan, and like me, I'm a fan now, and I'm watching the game, I need to know the new terminology. I need to know what these guys are doing. Like, when I came into the league... Like, we weren't running, like, cover three the way we ran cover three when I left the league. I was like, what the hell? They adjusted it, right? You got different terms, different patterns. The tree, remember the route tree? That looks different now. Remember the whole system, 2-4-6-8? Like, we still run that, but we really can adjust it per coach. And I want to know that. Who knows that? Players. Former players. You know who doesn't know that? A dude that was writing an article about the whole league. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has a lane, and I think that's a lane that you should lean into. That's why I think TNT is winning. They got somebody who is running quarterback, and then everybody else catch the ball, run the ball, make the plays. And that's what Kenny, that's what Chuck, that's what Shaq are. Salute to them for doing it big. Gonna be dear to you. Y'all ready? Drums, please. Today's Friday Swagaway winner is John Mitchell. Yes, he's been a member for over 2 months. John Mitchell, I saw your name there. I said he sounds like an upstanding individual, one of those citizens that needs to be rewarded for just being great as you are. So, John Mitchell, DT Joe Book. All you got to do is hit up Mikey P, or more importantly, Mikey P, hit up John Mitchell. And y'all, let me know what to tag up in that book. Congratulations to you, big dog. Love. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we finish every show. We finish it with a Wiley-ism. Yeah. Balance is not 50-50. It's 100. Yes, this is a good one, right? Because in a lot of my relationships, damn near probably all of them, but a lot of them, it's not 50-50. It's just not, right? Think about it. Like, with my wife, my closest relationship, we're not 50-50. In terms of taking care of the kids, she's beating me. Once she had the damn kids, so I don't know how I could ever catch up. But in terms of, like, you know, the kids got a boo-boo here. That's her, right? Who's getting them dressed? That's kind of me. But that's her, too. I ain't doing the hair like that. You know, and you start thinking about finances. That's more me than her, but she kicks in too because she's a CRNA and got her own gig on the side now, making her some money, right? But it's still not 50-50. So in this relationship, we never do the same things equally. We just don't. But it balances out as long as it adds up to 100%. 100. We doing it together to make 100. Some things it's 80-20. Some things it's 20-80. Some things it's 70-30. But we doing this thing together. I think a lot of times I hear a lot of single people, especially a lot of people on the outside looking in. I need somebody equal to me. I'm like, yeah, well, that sounds good. And I know it's in the Bible, equally yoked. But let's just say, you ever look at an egg? It ain't 50-50 on the inside either, damn it. It's like, that yolk is big. Yeah, I don't know what the white? It ain't that much of that white. That's why you got to crack so many to have some egg whites. It ain't 50-50 in this world, partner. So y'all need to get your life right and understand you're going to contribute, but there's going to be things that someone's going to fill in. You know why? Because you have voids. I have voids. I needed some filling in. I had some muscles that were atrophying in my relationship, selfishness, et cetera. And I was like, so I had to go with somebody who had excess in that department in terms of being unselfish to teach me how to be more unselfish. Borrow some from them, right? So it wasn't no 50-50. I'm perfectly balanced between being selfish and unselfish, and you are too. Let's meet. You know, I don't know what one thing we were 50-50 on. Nothing. You know what I mean? My wife looked better than me. I was 311 pounds. I wasn't cute. I was that dude, don't let me say. Let me say. But the point is, I had some things going for me. Y'all, I'm talking about there. And that's keeping me up there. And she had some things going for her. She also had some things that wasn't so fresh, right? I'm like, come on now. I'm looking down at them feet. Like, what's up? She know what I'm talking about. And then I used to rub her feet all the time. And I was like, you know why? You know I love you. And this is early in the relationship. She was like, why? I was like, because I'm rubbing these Flintstones. Look at these feet. She loved when I clowned her feet. They're not even that bad. But they ain't that good either. Oh, I got the jokes to the team. So just remember in life, y'all, stop playing. Balance is not 50-50. It's 100.
All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, That Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.